community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me today, though, we've actually got Claire from St Francis Hospice. Morning, Claire.
Morning.
How are you today?
Not too bad. How are you?
I'm all the better for seeing you. You brought the sunshine with you.
I already know.
Fantastic.
What can I say? I like to deliver.
Well, that's fantastic. You can come in as many times as you want. So you're going to tell us about some of the things that St Francis Hospice have got coming up to raise some money, because you need a ridiculous amount of money
Yeah, and we've just started the new financial year, which is always exciting. So we're back to zero.
Oh, lovely. That would be exciting.
Oh, another 12 months to fund. So yeah, and we, as always, sort of running costs are going up, demand's going up, and we're looking at needing to raise about £7.5 million this year.
£7.5 million. But you do it.
We do. Yeah, we get there in all sorts of ways. There are so many activities, things going on, methods of fundraising that happen, from people leaving gifts in wills to us to coming to our fundraising events. We've got our lottery, regular giving. We found out yesterday that regular giving funds, I think it's about 2 to 3 weeks a year of our services, which is great. So there's all different things. We've obviously got our shops, our charity shops. We've got 14 of those, an eBay site where we sell sort of unique and collectible donations that we get given. So there's loads of things going on.
Yeah.
So we do get there. But it's always, you know, the start of the year, when you go back to the beginning again, it's always a bit like, oh, here we go. You know, it's always, we wouldn't do it without the support of the community. You know, if everyone stopped supporting us tomorrow, then that would be it. So without the community, we wouldn't be here.
Because
so.
You are, I think it's 3/4 self-funded?
Yeah. So we have, just under a third of our funding is from the NHS. So it's over 2/3 of our funding is from voluntary income.
I mean, you must be taking a huge strain off of the NHS. I'm a bit surprised the government isn't helping you out a bit more than that.
I mean, we know that funding's very limited in the NHS. It'd be lovely if you know, this is all paid for. And we do. I mean, we work with the NHS. We work very closely with our community nurses and GPs and hospitals in the area. So we do all support each other and work closely. But we do, for example, we have our advice line, telephone advice line, which is manned by specialist nurses 24/7. If you wake up in the night in pain, or you're reacting badly to a drug that's linked with your life-limiting illness, you can call the advice line rather than going into A&E, which is, you know, what people might have done. But they can call our advice line. They can look into it, find out if we can make some changes, make things better, come and see the person. And those sorts of things are helping and relieving pressure, obviously, on our services. But, you know, in an ideal world, obviously, it would all be funded, but it isn't, and we do what we can then to keep the services going.
Well, you do a fantastic job. You really, really do.
Yeah.
What have you got coming up that people can donate money to, or just
loads?
They can just go to, and they know the money's going to a good cause.
Yeah. So events and fundraising events are obviously a very popular way of supporting us, and we have a busy calendar through the year. We try and have a real diverse range of activities going on to sort of appeal to all interests and what people like doing. We had last month, we had the Big Orange Quiz and the Brentwood Half Marathons, two very different events.
Yeah.
Both raised lots of money in fundraising for us, and thank you to everyone who took part. Brentwood Half is always great because you see so much orange, people wearing our orange vests. We had 60 runners this year, which is fantastic.
That's fantastic.
Yes, we love the Brentwood Half. So coming up actually this weekend, talking of different things, we have our second vintage and retro market. And we started these because we noticed that we had so much unique vintage clothing coming into our charity shops being donated, and also from our house clearance service. We have a service where we go out to people's houses and actually clear them, help declutter and take their stuff, and then we sell them in our charity shops, and we get some great finds there. So we had a vintage and retro market before Christmas, and it was hugely popular. And we have another one this weekend, and we use the same stuff we didn't sell last time. It's always fresh stock, new things, new finds. We sell clothes for men and women, jewellery, shoes, accessories, all sorts of goodies. It's lovely to come and have a sift through it all if you're into that sort of thing. And it's this weekend at our education centre, which is on the hospice site, from 10:30 on Saturday. There's free parking, it's free admission, we have refreshments, but most importantly, tons of stuff.
Fantastic.
Great fashion to look through, and you might find a good find there, and obviously all proceeds from the sales to the hospice.
Fantastic.
So that's good and very popular and very new. We're excited about it, and our shops are actually working on having a vintage range in some of the shops, which is really good. A couple of weeks' time now, it's a bit late for this one. If you suddenly fancy running the London Marathon today, it's probably a bit late
it
to
is,
start
yes,
training.
Yes.
But we have our London Marathon on the 23rd of, well, not our London Marathon, the London Marathon on the 23rd of April. We have, I think it's 48 runners this year who've been training since October. I have to say I'm one of them, running for the hospice.
How are you getting on?
It's the hardest thing I've ever done.
I
limped in this morning. Honestly, none of the athletes have to worry about me coming up for their jobs. Hardest thing ever. And our runners, they've already raised £48,000 in
sponsorship
already.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. It's double what we were at this time last year from our London Marathon runners. So really, really good. But we do open our entries for our gold bond spaces shortly after the marathon. So if you're fancying challenge of a lifetime next year.
Yeah.
If you go to our website shortly after the London Marathon, we will start to open applications, and you have to fill in a form why you want to run for us and tell us a bit about yourself. And then we normally have far more applications than because we actually have our own spaces in the marathon.
Yeah.
We normally do get more than we have spaces, but by all means apply, because it's great to be a member of our team, our running team. So that if you're interested in running the London Marathon, to start thinking about looking at our website late in April, and you'll see all that information on there.
And the website is sfh.org.uk.
You've got it imprinted in your brain, haven't you?
It's in there.
That's what I like. And if marathon running isn't quite your thing, if you're more into a bit of a shorter distance, we've also got another new event, which is the Bubble Rush.
All right.
You might
have
heard of these.
I've heard of it, but I don't know what goes on there.
Basically, it's a 5K run, but I use run as a very loose term. You
right.
can walk.
Loose
could,
running.
Yeah, loose running. You do not need to train unless you want to. But along the course, four times, you run sort of through these archways where you have loads of bubbles and foam and coloured kind of foam. You have these pictures of people sort of literally running through. It's a bit like a foam party. Do you remember them?
Oh, really?
From the
Fantastic.
Olden days.
Fantastic.
And you run through the foam and you get, you know, soaking wet and you're covered in bubbles and stuff and it's all colourful. So it's very silly and it's at the Olympic Park, which is great. So we're sort of quite an iconic location to sort of do the event. We've teamed up with three other hospices. So we've teamed up with Havens House, St Joseph's and Richard House. So it's a real London, Essex kind of hospice collaboration, and basically you turn up, it's a really good family day, kids welcome, you can toddle your way through, it's a really good family day out. 11:30 it starts, and that's Sunday the 21st of May. All runners receive a Bubble Rush t-shirt and a medal, obviously not if you didn't finish. No, I'm only being silly. You'll get a medal, whatever happens. And prices start at £15. There's lots of different payment options. You can choose to fundraise for the hospice, in which case you get a slightly cheaper entry, or you can just have a ticket to go, slightly more expensive, but you haven't got the fundraising pressure. And all the money is shared between the four hospices, so equally divided between us. But it looks great. It's hugely popular. Had loads of interest already. Loads of people sign up already. So it's a very, very popular event. So if people fancy something a bit different, a bit of a fun family day out, that's
a
great
like
one.
A good day out.
Yeah, really, really good. Really silly and happy and in a great location in London as well.
Yeah,
the Olympic
right.
Park, you know.
Can't get much better than that.
Can't
lovely,
really.
Lovely sunny weather, that'll be it.
That'll be really
it's all
good.
Set. Nice
yeah.
little picnic.
Really good, exactly. Yeah, we'll have lots of other things going on there, some refreshments and things as well, and entertainment for the kids. So it should be a really, really good day.
Yeah.
Back to running, though. Back to slightly longer distance. Vitality 10K. You can tell that we like running here, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're very biased. We have Team SFH is what we call our runners. And whether you run 5K, 1 mile, or 26 miles, or ultra marathon running, you're an official member of Team SFH and you get a running vest, and we basically love you and look after you, and we have training evenings for our marathon runners, all sorts of things going on through the year. But we make a huge fuss of our runners because they do generate a lot of income for us, and you know, actually it's really tough and really hard to do these running events. But the Vitality 10K is sort of a mid-range event. It's on Bank Holiday Monday and it's in London again. We have spaces. It's a very popular event because it's a closed street running in central London, obviously going past all the iconic sites of our capital. No cars to contend with. That's a great one for a slightly shorter distance than the London Marathon. So you still get that experience of running through the capital, but don't have to run 42k, which is what the London Marathon is.
Fantastic.
Yes, really good. So that the entry to that is £50, and the fundraising target is £200 for that one.
Money well spent.
Money well spent. £200 would fund just about 4 hours of hospice at home care. So it would fund a nurse going into someone's home. They're probably in the last couple of weeks of life, looking after them, supporting the family, giving them some respite, holding a hand, you know, washing, supporting them. Sometimes, I mean, at Christmas time, they might be opening their Christmas cards and reading them to people, just being there last few weeks of life and supporting them.
Yeah.
If you did the Vitality 10K and raised £200, you'd fund 4 hours of that, which is brilliant. Really, really good. See, real tangible result, that.
That's really good. That does that is life changing at the end of your life. That is life changing itself.
Yeah, and the hospice at home team in particular. If we ever put anything on our social media pages, pictures of our hospice at home nurses, everyone remembers them. They're like, that's the person who looks after my mum, dad, sister, brother, husband, wife. They stay with people for the rest of their lives, really, in terms of what the difference that these nurses made to them. So that money you're making really does make a difference to lots of people's lives, and it's long remembered. And something a bit different, back to the Olympic Park, actually. Obviously, we're drawn to this particular part of the world. Do you fancy abseiling down anything?
Down 4 inches is about, you know, a skirting board. That'll do me.
That'll be fine.
I've done the abseiling.
Have you?
It is really, really good.
Have you done
good.
It at the Orbit?
No, I've done. It was two buildings, one in Southend, one in Basildon.
Okay.
And that was really, really, really good.
It's quite scary.
It is very scary. Yeah. Leaning over the top.
That
first bit where you go and go, oh!
Suddenly the ground disappears.
Yeah, and once you get the grip of that, that's it, you're
it's
all right
okay.
once
it's
you start coming
fun.
Down. It is a lot of fun.
So we've got spaces to abseil the Orbit, which is the sculpture, the red sculpture in the Olympic Park.
Yep, I know, the one outside, the trains go past it.
Yes, apparently it's the UK's tallest sculpture. So
really?
That's pretty cool. 262 feet. So you get all training, and you get, obviously, you have all the safety equipment and told what you need to do, and then up you go to the top of the Orbit, to the viewing platform, and lean over the edge, and down you go. Apparently you can see for 20 miles if it's a clear day.
Oh, wow.
Obviously you've got all the typical, you see the typical London sights, the Gherkin and St Paul's and what have you, as well is obviously the Olympic stadium, etc. We do ask that you raise £500 in sponsorship for that event, but entry is free. So
that's fantastic.
So that's a good one. It's a real adrenaline rush. We've done that before. We did it 2 years ago, and the people absolutely loved it. So that's a really good one if you fancy something a bit different.
An abseil like that is one of these things you have to do in your lifetime. So you've got to tick the box.
It's a good one to go through.
Yeah,
it definitely gets the heart racing.
It does.
And test you a little bit. And then just looking forward to July, I have to say, talk about Star Walk while I'm here, because Star Walk is our biggest event.
Yeah.
It's our midnight walk for ladies in Romford, 10K walk, and it's a pyjama theme, so you wear your pyjamas, so you're all comfy, and bring all the girls together and basically walk, have a really good night together. The atmosphere is amazing. Everyone has head boppers that flash and as you walk around. So just the view of all these women
walking, I can imagine,
with these head boppers on and their pyjamas is so good. So that's on the 8th of July. We're busy planning that at the moment, but it is a really, really good event. Get the friends, colleagues, families together, dress up. We have people in all sorts of different fashion. We had the best costumes last year were a group of girls, I think, personally speaking, who were dressed as old ladies had sort of, you know, in their kind of curly, they had their ringlets in and, like, you know, being really stereotypical in their kind of flat, you know, floaty nightgowns. They look brilliant, really, really good. That's, 8th of July, entry is £12, although we're planning on doing a little deal over Easter, some sort of special offer to celebrate Easter. So do keep an eye on our social media pages, because that's where we'll be promoting that over the Easter weekend. But that's Star Walk, and we'd love to see as many ladies in Brentwood there as possible.
Raise as much money as possible.
And raise as much. Last year we raised, I think it was the best part of £70,000, which
is
the most we've ever raised, which it was just awesome. So we'd love to have lots of people there again this year.
Fantastic. Well, Claire, you keep working away. I know you work very hard trying to put all these things together,
don't you? Yes. A lot goes into it. A lot of effort. We have, obviously, the fundraising team at the hospice, but we also have brilliant volunteers who help us organise it, but also come along on the day and help at these events. Again, we wouldn't be here without those people who give up their time. So,
and is there
a
full
team
list,
effort.
Full list of everything on the website?
Everything on the website, all on there. You can sign up for most of those events on there. All the details to contact the fundraising team for more information are on there. there as well. So just take some time, have a little look through there, see if anything tickles your fancy.
So the website again is sfh.org.uk. Claire, thank you so much for coming in with us.
Thanks for having me,
and we'll see you again next month.
Yeah, take care.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.